68 degrees in Santa Monica, California. Here we are in the Bombs Bunker. It is August 4th, 2011. This is episode 24 of Wicked Happy.
Fun time.
That's right, Cheese. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, buddy. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know that I'm excellent.
I know you are. You're tan.
Yeah.
You're vibrant. I think your hair is bleached blonde. Whole life is essentially the movie Endless Summer.
Yes, it's essentially the Endless Summer. We are now in what we call the dog days of summer. I love that expression, and I love the idea of the dog days of summer, because here's what's happening is there's really, like, you know, there's no big tennis events going on. It's just baseball. Thank the Lord. It's just baseball going on, and it's just baseball games happening, and it's summer, and it's wonderful out. The weather's been incredible, especially in California. I know elsewhere, too.
And summer baseball's got to be better with your international ring of bookies giving you tips on exactly
where... exactly what you need to get the right price for the right team. Exactly.
Well, it's good to be here, sir. Long day of work now. They're putting me to work on the full show.
Oh, I love that.
Not just a little more.
You are now a steady paycheck guy.
I had to put gunk in my hair.
Whoa!
You know when you have to put gunk in your hair?
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, wow, I gotta look good now.
You gotta traffic.
I forgot what that's about.
So we started off things today. I walk in, immediately met with smoked elk. And I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
When you walk into a house.
Yeah.
And someone gives you a fork and says, would you like to try my smoked elk? That's a good situation.
That's what happened when he arrived at my place today. I was at the beach early and I had a little beach session. Came back and I had gone to a gourmet restaurant supply store yesterday.
Obviously.
I bought hickory from Texas. Straight, and it tastes much, much better. It smells much better than the stuff you get just at barbecues galore or whatever. Great wood. Bought an elk steak. Mm. Smoked it up. The leanest meat. Incredible. You taste it. Just
delish.
Ridiculous. It's like soft and melts in your mouth. Yeah.
Like, cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
The meat version of cookie dough.
It is. The meat version of cookie dough.
Eat it raw. Does not matter.
It's great. So, that's what's happening. I've been going to the beach.
Now, what's that like? Like, I picture,
yeah.
Remember that movie, Beach Blanket Bingo?
I never saw that.
You're Frankie Valli, you're out there, and they're lifting you up on beach blankets, and there's a bunch of girls.
Right.
And, like, really thick two pieces shaking their rum. And,
right, right. There's, like, a dance party going on at the beach. It automatically just happens.
Cars have wood panels.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Right? In fact, I saw a Woody.
Of course you did.
Down there the other day. Of course I did. It's California. At 9 a.m. in the morning, the beach is beautiful. It's unbelievable.
It is nice. I love going out there.
No one's out there during even during the weekends. If you go out early, no one's there. Everyone goes in the afternoon. That's the thing. People love sleeping in. Go in the morning, ride the waves, and it's great. So can't complain.
That's spectacular, and I'm very glad you're enjoying your summer of bombs, and you're a lucky man.
I'm a lucky man. So just one more month of beauty, and then. Then I gotta go back to the grind, but that's all right with me, you know?
That's okay.
Gotta have structure in your life at some point.
Gotta have discipline.
Gotta.
Folks, exactly. Today we got some great TILs.
Yes.
Some news stories. And we decided just to jump right in, right?
We're gonna jump right in.
What do we got?
Okay. So, the TIL that I had today was excellent. This one, definitely a favorite also when you get to read a little bit about Star Wars. And as we know, you know, especially the original Star Wars, let's not talk about the, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
The bastardization of the prequels.
I hate those. Do you hate them?
I don't want to talk about them.
Okay, let's not talk about them.
I don't want to even mention. Folks, reddit.com/TILs. Today I learned, people on the site, they post these things up. Our favorite fun facts.
Yes. Okay, today I learned why Han Solo brags that the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Wait, hold. Actually, I didn't read this, but I think I know where you're going.
Okay. So you know the big controversy behind it, right? Behind the 12
parsecs. Parsecs is not a measure of distance, but time.
No, it's a measure of... No, that's right. It's a measure of distance. That's right. It's a measure of distance and not time. So
I had to reverse that.
No. So it's distance and not time.
Okay.
So they're saying, okay, well, under 12 parsecs, that doesn't make sense. Like, it's less.
It's like saying under 12 miles.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, I did under 12 miles. Like, wait, no, but the other ship went 12 miles. No, that's not clear. No,
folks, that's not right.
That's not correct. So George Lucas, in the director's commentary, actually comes up with the explanation for it, and that the impressiveness of it is that when a ship is jumping into hyperspace, that it can't just go straight to its path because it's going to end up going through some asteroid or some planet or something. To make a straight path is almost nearly impossible. So these ships have to maneuver through space at light speed. And so they have to jump. They have to go at certain angles, not a straight line. So saying it made the Kessel run at under 12 parsecs, meaning that it did it by its great maneuverability.
So you're saying that, like, for instance, if there were 12 legs to the journey,
yeah,
like leg one is between like point A and like avoiding the first obstacle,
yes,
essentially. So that'd be one parsec as a measure of distance,
right?
So it's almost about the plotting of the course. Is what
yes,
you're saying?
About the plot and but not necessarily the plotting of the course, but the way that the ship can maneuver through space. So it's like. It's like computer coordination plus its maneuverability.
In one sense, it is a measure of speed. However, right. In this instance, specifically, it's more a matter of the vessel's maneuverability.
That's exactly right.
That is great.
So like just like this, if we're both going to the beach and you decide to take like another, like a, you know, a shortcut through some street.
A different parsec.
A different, right. And then it would be a different, you know, you would have a different measurement from me going straight through on Pico and maybe, you know, weaving in and out of traffic.
Can we get that going in L.A.? Like if you can get from Burbank to the west side in under 6 parsecs.
You know what happened during Carmageddon? You know what they did?
I saw the guy with the he was eating on the road.
Well, we saw that, but this is what they did. There was specialty flights from Burbank to Long Beach Airport.
Oh, for $4?
For cheap. I don't know if it was for $4.
It was something crazy.
Yeah, ridiculous. Well, the bike riders did it in less time than it took the people to travel by flight. So the bike riders got actually a workout in, and they were able to make it there in shorter time, which was, I think, under 2 hours from Burbank to Long Beach Airport. Unbelievable.
Mark my words. The next time, I feel bad we didn't take advantage of this 4 or 5
right.
Here's what I want to do next time.
Okay.
Alligator Alley, slip and slide. Full on, right down the freeway.
We're doing that.
Done.
We've got to construct a really, really long tarp with like the padding, with like a little padding.
So it doesn't rip.
So we can roll it up and just rolls out.
The red carpet. Yeah.
We go soap. No, it's already soaped up.
It's already lube.
And we get soap just going on it, and then we just go.
Girls in bikinis.
Yes. Done and done.
It's a video. It's one of our. It's one of our WHFT videos.
Yes.
Girls. And you know what? We may have to do baby oil.
And if you're an advertiser out there, we'd love some advertising, some money, so that when we do that, we can get bailed out of jail afterwards.
Yeah, that's your only purpose as advertiser.
Yes,
is to bail us out of
jail. Bail us out of jail.
But
next
year. Folks, actually, we are looking for any small business owners that need some love.
We want some love on the show. So if you're out there.
You know,
and you know the listenership is good, which it is. Then please let us know.
And we're only sell out enough to say this once every 3 or 4 shows because we have so much fun. But it does help a lot to say, yeah, I get paid to do this, even if it's 10 cents.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, right.
10 cents goes a long way.
Bombs. Do you know what happened in Russia recently?
Wait. Let me think about this. I do not know. You got to tell me what happened in Russia. What's so special?
A dramatic reclassification of alcohol.
I did hear about that.
You did.
Now, but please specify because I'm not quite sure if I got the full details.
Okay. This is Russia through and through. Basically, it's taken this long for Russia to classify beer as alcoholic.
Wow, really?
Because
what? Yeah.
Well, it was just what they call quote unquote foodstuffs. It was basically food.
Oh, it's just okay.
It was just food. I mean, in Russia, you have to drink at least 3 liters of alcohol a day to survive, or else like your body goes into shock.
Yeah, right. It's like withdrawal.
Yeah, yeah, and so beer is kind of like drinking fruit punch. You know, they serve it at daycare. And so just now, finally, beer containing less than 10% of alcohol in Russia is now alcohol.
Yes. So that means that they're finally, you can actually, like, you know, do they have DUIs there? I'm assuming they don't.
No, they don't. They don't bother with that. They do it to bribe tourists.
I'm sure that's
much
that's
like
the case.
Mexico. But no.
Yeah.
If you drink more than 10 beers.
Yeah.
The
blood alcohol level is like 0.5.
You have to be legally blind. And the World Health Organization, I believe, they already have classified Russia's alcohol consumption as double the critical level for a nation.
Ooh.
So they're doing great.
Yeah, what's our level? I'd love to know our level. You know what's funny is that people think that I think every country thinks that they're just a bunch of booze bags, but the fact is a lot of people drink in every country, and in Europe it happens more often than here. You know, Benjamin Franklin actually was the one guy back in the day who said, "Look, you're actually not supposed to drink at work." Apparently drinking at work was like the mainstream thing to do. People went to work, and all of a sudden, he was like, no, don't drink till, like, you know, 2 o'clock. Or no, don't drink till, like, 2 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Or, like, cut down in your consumption, and we can get more things done.
That was a great segue into the next booze-related news story.
Let's hear it.
French police are protesting this new rule that says they can't drink at lunch.
What?
Because French police were always allowed to have a beer or a glass of wine for lunch.
Right, of course.
But somebody took a picture of one of them consuming said beer, like during a riot or something. And now it's a big deal because the whole world's like, what a bunch of drunk, you know, police officers beating the hell out of some hippies or whatever.
Oh, the media. The media just kills things.
And they're rioting. They're basically saying, we have a goddamn right to drink wine during the day.
If it's your tradition, why change it? Like, why does it need to change now?
And that's the thing.
For PR purposes? Come on.
So on average, you know, Europeans, they do get through their day with that one or two drinks. But in America, you have to drink at least 40 ounces of it, or if it's, you know, or a case of Bud Light.
I'd love to know what's like the, you know what, America has all the answers to dieting and to like, you know, working out and stuff. What is that in Europe? They don't do it, do they?
Non-existent.
They smoke, right? Yeah. No, I was thinking what would be the equivalent of, like, you know, the European way of exercising and not like, and staying off the booze? I guess it doesn't exist.
I think there's a lot of tricycles.
Yeah.
Swimming,
sure.
But, you know, the Tour de France, they do have some bikes there.
I know that basketball is a big thing, too, in Europe.
They
Very
do.
Big.
They have some big basketball leagues out there. Contact sports, weightlifting, training.
Not as much.
They're not into that.
No.
They're really not. The size thing isn't really. It's more about tone, high reps, low weights.
Right, except for rugby.
Obviously rugby's different, but that it's a good point there too, because you'll never see those rugby players look like football players.
Right.
You know? They don't
never.
Have these bulging veins and muscles.
Never.
But they'll still run over any football player.
Oh yeah.
Like in Samoa, for instance, they don't lift. And those kids, all they do is they climb coconut trees and lift cement. They all do manual labor jobs for the most part. And they're just gigantic.
Yeah.
Because that's because they're all, you know, basically descended
that's more
from
strength.
Warriors, essentially.
I think
but
just
they don't lift at all. Like, I've never seen a Samoan lift the weight.
Yeah, it seems crazy. But yeah, I think that just doing, like, things where you're lifting, just like you said, the cinder block workout, it's like, yeah, you're just lifting things. Like, when I would go to, like, I got stronger from doing set building than
I
ever did.
Yeah, go basic.
In a gym. Totally.
And I mean, that's why I don't even think about maxing out anymore. It's just it's not good for your body.
No, unless
you're a professional bodybuilder, and you're trying to be Mr. Universe, or you're trying to impress a football coach, there's no need to max out.
Or a young lady.
Or
hi.
Or a young lady you have your eye on. But is that really? I mean, maxing out. I mean, girls want a dude that's just tone. You know,
right?
They don't really like the vein thing.
The tone is in. Yeah, that, I guess what they said that right. The big bodybuilding, that was the 80s.
They bone with the tone. There's a rhyme there somewhere.
Bone with the tone. That's what I'm trying to say. Nice and toned with the lean elk steak.
Sir, what you need is a knife. Did you get upselled? Like at the, were you walking by the deli and you saw like sausages and you're like, sir, I can tell you right now what you need. You need right. a nice elk steak.
No, it's, you know what's, you know,
the elk's great today.
They have this this freezer, and it's like, it's not just a freezer. Like if you go and put your hand in the freezer, it's not just a freezer. It's a deep freezer. So the stuff that they have in there is deep frozen. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's staying for a long time. So I just was in there, and I remember having been there years ago, and I saw the elk steak. It caught my eye. I'm like, I'd be interested to try that. And then I was there. I said, it's got to happen.
You got to experiment, man. Alligator, buffalo, bison,
yeah.
venison.
All that.
Delish.
All that stuff, but especially smoked. You know, what's funny is I'm getting tired of the hickory. Got to go to the mesquite now. I've
haven't
done
it. You got to mix it up.
Got to mix it up.
Some people go with a cherry wood and certain things.
Cherry's good. People do a mix. I did cherry and hickory. That's good. I got to go mesquite, though, because I love Texas, as I've said before.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't love Texas?
Who doesn't?
By
the way, congratulations. My brother-in-law has a new daughter.
Oh, congratulations.
Today. My sister-in-law, my brother-in-law.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. She's doing wonderful.
Great.
Just born on the 1st. And
very new baby.
Cutest thing in the world.
That's fantastic.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Hey, it's a great long journey. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good journey. Hi to all my friends in Seattle. I was over there over the weekend.
Ooh,
sliding
yes.
a little 411 here in the middle of the episode.
Very
went
nice.
Grambling. It's where you go to an Indian casino with your grandmother, and she gives you money to go. Gamble.
Love that.
Hit the poker room.
Oh, how'd you do?
Well, let me tell you something. I was running that shit until this little ass clown on my right started getting really, really lucky.
Okay, you know
okay,
what?
Bumps.
Okay, no,
bumps,
please. Bumps. Let me hear.
All right. So I'm poising myself, right? Like I'm getting this whole table wet, right? Like
right.
there is an aquifer of wetness underneath this table, right? Everyone's getting creamed. Like they're just ready for me to take them
to the next level.
Behind the door.
Yeah.
And then just F them so nice.
Yeah.
Right? Just take all their stack and just say, thank you, cheese. Thank you.
Thank you so, for taking
so
my
I
stack.
So I prime everybody, right?
Sure. Sure.
I get dealt pocket ladies. A couple of queens.
Oh, pocket ladies is so nice.
I'm feeling good.
Sure.
Right? This cap throws in $10. It was a 1-3 table. I bump it to 30. I'm like, let's go, hot shot. Everybody else clears out. He calls. We get the flop. 6, 5, 9, all spades.
Okay. Oh, shit.
So
you gotta be a little worried.
I'm a little worried. No face cards. You know, I throw another 30 because I don't want to scare this guy away.
Right. Right.
Not a good. You know.
You don't want to scare him away.
He was kind of a meek better. He comes along. Ooh. What happens on the turn? Another lady.
Oh, that's a sure thing.
What's up now?
How can you?
What's up now?
So wait. So now let me get this straight. A full house beats a. Full house beats a
flush.
A flush,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But there's no other pair on the board, so I'm just working with the trips now.
Okay.
Right? But I'm feeling super confident, right? A lot of money in the pot, I push all in.
Oh,
this guy calls
mama.
Immediately. He flopped the nut flush.
What's
so
that?
So I lost all my money.
What's the nut
he
flush?
He had an ace and a 10 of spades in his hand.
Yeah.
And he flopped 3 spades. So he flopped the nut flush. The one hand, I go crazy.
Yeah. Oh. So you didn't have. Sorry, you didn't have the full house. Obviously,
I no.
Said
I just had 3 of a kind.
You had 3 of a kind, and he did the. Oh,
but it was the best hand in like an hour and a half.
Were you? I mean, you were just done. You were cooked after
well,
that.
Well, you know, I've been trying to get better about losing. You know, I used to be. I mean, it was a good play. He played it really well.
Right. Sure.
If people play like complete asses and win,
right.
I'm a little more agitated.
Toe love.
No, but I mean, he was a good guy. You know, I mean, he played it great. You know, he took me down. I was just kind of like, come on. Poker guy
yeah,
just
yeah.
worked. Anyway,
you
so,
said you well, just to interrupt quickly.
No.
You had mentioned the last time you went to Vegas, same thing had happened to you. Again, you said you were just doing the whole thing and then somebody came in and got you, you know.
Well, what happened in Vegas is that I did this whole prime setup to
yeah.
go into the room early at the Wynn. And just dominate.
Right.
And, you know, if I was allowed to stay at the Indian Casino for maybe 12 hours, I could have, you know,
kept...
I, you know, hopefully I could have done the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Wynn, I kicked ass. I made a lot of money at the Wynn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I sniffed out the pros, they left, and then I just kind of slowly increased my kind of aggression.
That's right.
And you don't know who someone is until you push them. And then you know who they are. You know they're going to play.
Right.
Done.
Love it.
Right? So what happened after I won that money at the Wynn, I played it downtown Vegas later in the day.
Oh, and then
with the toe.
Yeah.
I'm never walking into a casino in downtown Vegas again.
Right. It's just not a good idea.
It's like what was that movie? Universal Soldier? Remember that island of garbage? It's like the whole planet of garbage.
Yeah,
Universal Soldier 3 or whatever.
That's what you walked into.
People are basically mongoloids and there's stacks of garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what downtown Las Vegas looks like.
Tough times. Anyway, so you ended your gambling at the Indian casino. What ended?
That's it. I just want to say hi to folks in Seattle and congrats Teresa in her wedding.
Yes.
Wedding was great. They got the photo booth. Have you done the photo booth at the wedding?
I love that. That's the last wedding I went to had that.
Boom.
Phenomenal.
Boom.
Phenomenal.
Boom.
Shout out to Jeremy and Taylor. Awesome wedding. That was back, early in the summer.
There we go. Real quick.
Okay.
Cheese's random recommendations.
Yes.
Of the week. Firefly the series.
Firefly. Okay.
All right. Space pirates. Space pirate mercenaries.
Okay.
Okay, that's all you need to know.
That sounds awesome.
If you love space pirate mercenaries, or you're a sci-fi fan, or you love the guy from Castle, okay, you need to watch the Firefly series.
Where do we watch that?
I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Okay.
But you may be able to get the DVDs or whatever.
Okay, rent it.
Watch Firefly, the whole series, if any of that erased one of your tail feathers.
I'm into that.
Because you'll love it.
Recommendation for listeners as well. Cheese just took a look at it. Blew his mind. JimCarrey.com.
Oh yeah.
JimCarrey.com will be, it's an adventure of a website. It's a great website. It's so unique. Make sure you have a high bandwidth.
Yeah. And do not take mescaline.
Yeah.
Before you go there.
Yeah. 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 You don't want to have
You'll never leave.
You'll never. Yeah. There's a lot to explore.
And you have inspired me to mention something with your exotic eats.
Okay.
And these aren't exotic as far as where I get them. You get them at Trader Joe's, but it's frozen sliced bananas dipped in chocolate.
What? Wait.
Put them down your pants.
Yeah. Let Choco banana.
So someone chops up these bananas.
Yeah.
Dips each individual slice in chocolate and then puts them in and then freezes them, puts them in a box. And then I put them in my freezer, and then I eat them.
They go in your mouth?
They go in my mouth.
Well, now, is it good to top like a little ice cream treat with it and all that stuff?
Look.
Even better?
Look, that's a silly question.
That's the worst question you've ever asked, Bombs. all right. So, what I have is that's the recommendations.
There you go.
There you have it.
There you go.
I feel like I'm going to have more for the next one. For the next podcast, but I just feel like I can recommend so many things, but you got to keep it to, very specific. Here we go. Damn you, autocorrect. Your autocorrects out there, they've made websites. Now, not just one, but countless websites.
It's a problem.
There's a big problem with the autocorrects, and people are having some funny text conversations. I don't have that problem, but it would be funny to have this. So here we go.
So these are recorded. These are funny auto requests.
These are auto corrects on the text messages. So here we go. All
right.
I didn't even like that show when I was little. I only always liked Big Bird and the Cock Monster. What the fuck? Cock Monster. Son of a bitch. iPhone. I meant Cock Monster. Fuck my life. I meant bitching and Cookie Monster. Couldn't get it right. Four in a row. 0 for 4 on the texting.
That's some serious autocorrect drama right there.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, here we go. Another one from Mom. Josh, I packed you a lunch today. It's in the fridge. Thanks, Ma. You are welcome. Do not shake your dick or it will explode everywhere. I mean your drink. It is very carbonated. Laugh out loud. Okay, Mom, I won't.
I love that you have to type in the word for your phone to recognize it. So the previous person had typed in cock and Mom had typed in dick at some point. Right? You have to know.
Right?
You're
Wait, for which one? Sorry.
When you type in order for your phone to want to autocorrect something you say,
right?
Isn't it a word that you have to have typed in previously?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know.
I think it is.
So that means that they've used that word like a couple times.
Like when I type in, like I've done amazing in all caps.
Uh-huh.
And so when I type in A and M in both caps, it's like, oh, you want amazing in all caps.
Oh, that's what okay.
So, right? So like,
I didn't realize.
I think so.
Because I was wondering, I'm like, it's, there's no way that it makes sense that it would just, you know, autocorrect all these dirty words.
So mom's talking about dick to someone else.
Oh, mom.
Hey now.
Mom.
Mom.
Hey.
Mom.
Dick.
What are you taking for lunch?
Unless they're saying that guy's a dick or, you know, whatever. Still, mom. Yeah,
this carpenter's a dick.
Mom can be a little perv. That's fine.
Yeah, and then the previous person was just talking about a window sealant. His cock.
That's fucking cock.
It's the cock's not working out.
Here we go. From dad. Hi, Dad. I'm really close. Please eat me out. Meet me outside. Oh, my God. My heart just stopped when I sent that. Sorry, phone did that.
Please eat me out.
I wish I had something witty to say, but words are failing me. See you in five.
Oh. It's just like you're thrown into this gauntlet of embarrassment.
Just ridiculous.
Out of nowhere.
Absurd. I mean,
this could happen to nuns, even.
Nuns who text.
This happens to nuns.
Telling you, careful what you text for. Oh, what?
What?
Okay. JR, from JR. Yeah, oh, JR is receiving this. Hi, JR. This is Julie. I called you a few weeks ago about my cunt. It was really random, but you said you would take a look at it. Are you back from vacation yet? Oh, my God, car. My phone autocorrect. Sure, laugh out loud. These are incredible.
That's a full service station right there.
Hey, maybe she meant it.
What?
Maybe she meant that. All right, here we go. To Jacob.
That's a weird text.
Did you leave? Yeah, I'm getting a fondling at Subway now. An Italian combo fondling. Sounds kinky. Footloose. What does Kevin Bacon have to do with this? Laugh out loud. Footlong for fuck's sake. Laugh out loud. Wow, fail. These are incredible.
Those are great.
So damnyouautocorrect.com, you can just have countless
Get
amounts of fun.
It. Get into
You'll
it.
You'll go through pages and pages, and they're just ridiculous. So
I got a couple other things from the internet too, Bumps.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I got a couple. I was on the Twitter again. I was checking out some tweets, and I got a couple good
tweets.
Profile descriptions from Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. Now, these aren't all brilliant, but they all make me laugh.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna kind of breeze through.
All right.
And let's see what you think. All right.
All right. Twitter.
Humorous Twitter profiles.
Humorous Twitter profiles. Let's hear this, Chase.
So they're not tweets.
Right.
They're just, this is who I am.
This is who I am. Oh, right, of course.
Right?
People telling you who they are before you subscribe.
So it's not like, hey, going to sleep now. Good night, everyone. This is like on mine, it says, you know, producer, director, podcaster, whatever.
Right, of course.
But these people have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for Beto Gaga 98. I want to drink beer, soda, and I want to eat snacks. That's who that person is. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Well, it's a good agenda.
Right. Sexy Rob, the urban Maugali, film junkie, dinosaur enthusiast, grammar Nazi, fromage connoisseur.
Got a lot going for him.
He knows cheese. Tygo Ho Ho, overweight.
Advice about overweight.
That's just who he is.
He's just overweight.
He's just overweight.
Good Lord.
You know? I mean,
well, hey, you say it how it is.
Look, he's a straight shooter. Igor mates. Me, Igor. Alter ego. I try to watch TV, but it's boring. I try to read, but I get asleep. I try some sports, but I get tired. I'm confused. What should I do? This guy just wants a little advice. Poor guy.
Dude.
He doesn't really know
what... He's just going to all walks of life and just finding dead ends.
He's giving it a go. Not sure what to do. Quasimodo Radio. This guy's a podcaster.
Ooh.
Listen to my chill out podcast. Or don't.
What?
Thanks, Quasimodo.
Yeah. Maybe we won't.
I'll choose the latter.
Yeah.
But good luck with your podcasting, sir. All right. Here we go. All right. Chucker Ashed right here. He's a real positive thinker. I walk alone because I was born alone.
Oh, the dark side. What? The dark.
Jesus.
Wow, that's very, very deep.
Prozac. Dark. Look into it, dude.
Yeah, right?
Jesus Christ.
Weesh. Yikes.
Okay. All right. T and Kate. Total chatterbox. Walking teapot. Human cake tin.
Tea and cake.
You just pour the batter in.
Yeah. Ooh, hello.
Hey now. Izdar 74. Student athlete. Cool person to know. Coolidge crew. Affiliate. Billionaire. Mentally higher than a falcon. Follow me.
What? Billionaire?
Mentally higher than a falcon.
Oh.
Bold statement.
Yeah.
Bold.
Wow. Smokes pot then.
And finally, Chris Garza, if life's a bitch, who's its pimp?
That's fantastic. That's great. That's phenomenal.
Thank you, Chris.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Well done.
You know, that's great.
Those are great.
Look, there's nothing funnier than real life.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think I've come up with my description, you know, on Twitter. I just have
it
me.
It should just be a... beach 40s and blondes.
Oh man,
smoked elk meat.
Yeah, he's...
+++.
Unreal.
That would be your update for today.
Oh man,
smoked elk meat. What?
What? Yeah,
because I was born alone.
Oh
Jesus,
darkness.
Jesus.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, let's put a bow on it, buddy. Solid, tight.
It's a tight one.
Sexy show.
It is. Jeez, it's the dead of summer. What are your what's coming up right now? You got working?
Well, yeah, I'm starting on the new show, and actually just got word that another project I have in development got some money.
Good.
So I'm gonna be working my ass off this summer, but I'm hitting the pool. I'm doing the hot tub. You know, I'm gonna try to get my lift on tonight.
Do it.
I got some new white sneakers that I've already scuffed up, which is great.
Yeah.
I left the house. And I ran into it. There was a stone or like the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, I stepped out of my house and ruined my new white shoes.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is par for the course.
Yeah, white shoes, I'll tell you, that's the delicate.
So I got that going for me.
So, everybody, and just a side note for that is if you want a great workout, just standing in one little area, burpees. You know the burpees?
What?
Burpees is you jump up. You jump up, you land, and then you go down, do a push-up, and you get back up again, jump, and you repeat that for as many times as you can. Today, I did 15, gassed.
Ridiculous.
Burpees. So there's this new workout that you can do like right there. I swear to God, you'll be gassed. So that's for everybody out there. Thank you for listening. Jeez.
You just made that up.
No. This is a real thing that I learned. Yeah.
Burpees.
Burpees.
Your Twitter update. Burpees, peach iced tea, smoke. Good. that's your whole profile.
That's my profile right there.
Oh, you're
done.
You're absurd. Folks, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Please be good to each other.
Thank you so much. Take care.